Hey, everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, Steli is prodding me to talk about a tweet. And this tweet was talking about how sales and marketing is a grind.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And you have to do the same thing over and over and over again. And you might even quit before you hit gold. So what thoughts did it spur for you?
Well, first, let me actually read the tweet, right?
Yeah, go for it. I definitely butchered it.
So the most difficult part of sales and marketing is getting used to the grind. Doing the same set of things over and over and over again. Sometimes with such mediocre results that you think about giving up right before striking gold. So I like that tweet because I think there's a kernel of truth in there, but there are parts of me that instantly recognize the truth in this or my truth in this, but there's also part of me that want to disagree. And then there's an immediate question that I have once in a while when you tweet, which is, what prompted this? I literally go, I wonder what prompted this. Probably something interesting. I have to remember to ask him next time I talk to him. So let's start the episode with that. I'll tell you what I think about this. But first, what made you tweet this? Like, what prompted this tweet, this thought?
Yeah, I think especially with sales and marketing, people look for sort of the silver bullet. And, the silver bullet is like the one thing you can do and everything's all taken care of. What I've noticed for sales and marketing is it's not that. And so what prompted it is like nothing like super in particular one event or anything like that. But I was just thinking why a lot of people have a hard time with sales and marketing. While, let's say, with engineering or design or even product, they might not have as hard of a time. And one of the reasons that I sort of, one conclusion I came to is like, you're doing the same thing over and over again. When it comes to some of these other areas like engineering or product or design, the repetition is not the same. You're not necessarily doing the same thing over and over again and likely seeing mediocre results. You have a tangible like feeling of progress and momentum that can happen in those scenarios. While with sales and marketing, I don't want to say it's hit or miss, but especially earlier on, when you're trying to sell something or even like market a product or service, the amount of grind is there. And then when something works, the next thing you have to do is just grind some more on the same thing. So even when it works, you're just doing more of the same. It just happened to work that time. And you think you can make it work more, whether it's like closing a deal because you changed your pitch all of a sudden because you learned over many other conversations that you need to change your pitch, or with marketing where you like do a lot of, like usually you're just doing a bunch of experiments early on to figure out what channels, what things work. And then, and that's like a grind itself. But then when you actually figure something out that works, guess what? To do more of it, same grind. You just do more of whatever ended up working. And it's not to say there's no creativity to these things. It's not to say any of that. It's more about what feelings people go through and what emotions they have to go through in order to be successful in those areas and also feel like they're successful and feel like they're making progress. And, the whole thought on sales and marketing to me is like, it's a grind. It's like the same thing over and over and over again. And you have to kind of get used to that and realize that like, you're going to have a outcome and things are going to work, but if you stop, they won't.
Yeah. In that sense, it's sort of like maybe a good metaphor is working out, right? Like going to the gym, working out. It's not the type of thing that you can do for a while, reach mastery in, and then can stop because now the results that you've accomplished are forever yours, It's just like your body is always going to be super fit and super muscular for the rest of your life because you worked out for 5 years really hard, right? You have to do your entire life, if you want to maintain those results. So let's do this. I'll share something about kind of how I dealt with the grind in sales because that's kind of my world. And then maybe you on the marketing side, like what made you or what is making you able to stay on the grind, especially on the repetitive side of marketing for such a long time, where many people would have stopped at some point. And I'll share the same thing on my end on sales.
Cool. You want to go first? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think in sales, so some people that have been embracing the grind of selling for a long period of time, the reason why some people can succeed with that and kind of sustain with it is that they love the chase. Like they love, you know, the feeling of chasing a deal, the feeling of direct accomplishment of closing a deal and acquiring a customer, convincing somebody to purchase something. That was never me, right? So that never worked. Like I also like it, but it's not something that fuels me in a way that I could do this because I just love the chase. What fueled me and what allowed me to grind, and I've done like, I don't know, I've done an insane amount of selling in my life. The amount of cold calls I have made and the amount of cold emails and the amount of deals I've closed are astronomical, right? And the reason why I was always able to do it, I mean, one is definitely that I was always passionate about what I was trying to accomplish. But I always thought about one thing differently than many other salespeople, which is that to most salespeople, the person that's involved in the deal is secondary. Right? They're trying to get the deal. The deal is at the forefront. Like we're trying to get Corporation X to buy this product and to sign this contract and to bring in this amount of revenue. That's at the very forefront. And then we have maybe four people, Mary, Bob, James, and Joe, and they're all decision makers in this. So I have to like convince all these humans and collaborate with them and get them to make Corporation XYZ purchase. I always thought about these people. And I was thinking, well, you know, sales gives me this unique opportunity to influence people and hopefully create value in their life, but also to get them to get to know them really well. And all I have to do is when I'm doing all these cold calls, when I'm closing all these deals, is to pick winners, to pick people that I'm like, wow, this person is actually really cool. I'm really connecting with this person. I think this person is very smart. I think this person is going to go far and do really interesting things in life. And then I found a new person to invest in, to build a relationship with that could serve me for the next 30 years, right? So then even if what I'm doing is repetitive in the sense that I'm just working on deals, cold calling, trying to close, there's a secondary program that is running for me, which is this is a great opportunity for me to get to know people in a really unique environment and then to build friendships and relationships that are everlasting and that will pay lots and lots of dividends. This person might purchase for me for the next 20 years, you know, as they progress in their career, I'm always going to have them quote unquote in my Rolodex. I'm always going to be able to present them new products, new features, have them buy. Maybe they'll come and offer me opportunity, give me referrals. So where thinking that way allowed me to not feel like the moment that my quarter is over and I close the deal, that work is wiped off and it's worthless. Because what was still there were the people that I've met and the relationship that I built with them. And that was compounding. And that helped me a tremendous amount. And then the other one is, I think in that way, we're similar. Just like, I don't know, there's a certain discipline to know that you need to be willing to do some unpleasant things if you want great results. And eventually you fall in love with that feeling, with the feeling of, quote unquote, the grind. There's a bittersweet pain. Where you like, it's just at the gym, like when you do a great workout, it usually pushes you to a certain point of exhaustion or discomfort. And in the beginning, and for most people, I assume, that discomfort is a signal to stop and it's just negative. But once you fall in love with it, that discomfort is a positive signal. It's something you get addicted to. It's something you know, this means growth and it feels great and very fulfilling. And it's the same thing. It has been the same thing for me on the sales side of things, especially with the kind of more repetitive things.
Yeah, when it comes to marketing, it's like the majority of it is really about the success you find and knowing that you will find success if you just keep experimenting and keep going and having that sort of belief. And the reason I say that is because the difference with, I think, sales and marketing is this. So you do sales and it feels like you have to focus on the inputs and the number of inputs that you're doing, number of cold calls, number of emails sent, et cetera. And then obviously there's replies to them and the next step and number of next steps you book. With marketing, it's a little bit different. you have the ability to see some kind of data or information, usually at a faster pace, usually, not always, than sales. There's only so many calls you can make in a day. That's a little bit different with marketing, where there's, I mean, depending on what channel, what tactic you're using, there's a lot more to the sort of grind where you do get some kind of measurable result a little bit faster, potentially, where it's like, oh, you know, you post somewhere and you get some traffic to your website, for example. Okay, you got some traffic. That's like actually not a bad thing. Maybe nobody bought, but now you know something that can help you do the next step with just one, like in a day, for example. Mm-hmm. Well, with sales, I don't think you can know anything in a day just because you sent a bunch of emails or did a bunch of cold calls. Maybe you'll know whether that first email got any responses or not and stuff like that. So there is some learnings there, but I think with marketing, you can figure out much faster whether you should move on or there's something there to continue with. To me, like the way I get through it on marketing is just remembering and looking at what I do know and what output I've gotten from what I've done. I think in sales, you could do the same. But again, with marketing, I think it's quite a bit easier because you can measure things. And these are typically more, there's more volume to those things that you measure. And then